A listener sent in a great question last week. He wanted to know, what is the difference between should have and supposed to? And when should we use each one? For example, is it correct to say, I was supposed to work Friday, or I should have worked Friday? Which phrase would you use? Do you think the meaning is the same or different? Does it depend on the situation? How can you decide when to use each one?
I'm Paul Preston.
From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. The show will be a little long today because this is a tough question. Often, these two phrases are used in the same types of situations, but they really do have different meanings. Or at least, the nuance is often different. Let's look at the difference first. Supposed to implies that somebody else or something else decided the situation outcome, not the subject of the sentence. But the subject of the sentence has an obligation to do it. Let's think about the present tense form. If we consider the sentence, I am supposed to work on Friday, the meaning is that another person has decided my schedule and I have to work. I have the obligation to work. But if I say, I should work on Friday, there is no obligation, and no one else seems to be deciding anything for me. It seems to be my choice. I think it's in my best interest to work on Friday.
Huh?
Naturally, the same nuance exists in the past tense for these two forms. I was supposed to work Friday sounds like the schedule was made by someone else who expected me to work Friday. There's another nuance in this sentence. It is not clearly stated, but often, when we use was supposed to, the nuance is that we did not do what was expected. In other words, I was supposed to work Friday, but I didn't. The nuance is that the subject did not achieve the obligation. But I should have worked Friday changes the feeling. In that sentence, it sounds like you believe it was better for yourself to work Friday. Working Friday would have benefited you. Remember that should and should have are conditional forms. So this sentence also means you did not work Friday. Just like the previous sentence, the nuance here is I should have worked Friday, but I didn't. As a result, I did not benefit myself. Well, that's fine if the subject is a person, but what if the subject is not human? Let's think about this simple example. When talking about the weather, we often say, it was supposed to rain today. The meaning here is that someone else, the weather forecaster, had predicted the weather. He or she said, it will rain today. But, in fact, the prediction was incorrect, because the nuance here is that it is not raining. But if I say, it should have rained today, we have a serious problem. This sentence really has no meaning at all, because the subject would have to consider itself as benefited from the rain. Of course, the weather can't feel any feeling one way or another, and even if it did, we wouldn't know. So this sentence sounds strange. We can't use it instead of it was supposed to rain. In this case, it should have rained sounds very strange. Well, finally, let's consider an example where the two phrases have nearly the same meaning. If I represent a non-human item, say I bring a new projector into the office and I want to show my coworkers, I am representing the projector, so to speak. I power it up, but nothing happens. In that case, I can say, it was supposed to turn on. Because the maker of the system itself has created the obligation for the projector to turn on when I push the power button. But I can also say, it should have turned on. Because as the representative, more or less, of this machine, I can also present it from a first-person point of view. I understand the machine, and I know what benefits it. So, as a representative of an inanimate object, I can also say it should have, or it was supposed to.
What?
This has been a tough question, and I hope all the listeners have found it useful. Try to identify when and how to use these two very similar phrases, and be careful of the nuances. Your English is going to sound better. Thanks to Vincenzo for that tough question. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. Or you can just email me, paul@VentureEnglish.com. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.